Fiat. March 6, 1937. Creation. First means of help in order to form the life of the divine will in us. Second, God Himself directly. Third, the circumstances of life. I continue to swim in the immense sea of the divine volition. And I thought to myself, but how can the creature form this life of the fiat within her? I feel so small that it seems impossible to me. Perhaps to live inside of it is easier, because I find so much space that I cannot see where its boundaries reach. But to enclose it inside of me, I feel I lack the space to be able to do this. My always lovable Jesus, with His usual goodness, told me, "My daughter, you must know that our power is so great that we take delight in forming our life within the littleness of the creature, as long as it is not cluttered with other things that do not belong to us. Even more, many times we do the greatest things over sheer nothingness. And since it is our will for the creature to form and possess this life of our will in her soul, everything we have created and that exists in heaven and on earth, they all have the mandate from us to help and serve the creature as means in order to form and grow this life in her." So, the first thing that is apt to communicating and making the creature feel the power, the love of my will, is the whole creation. Creation has this virtue given by us, that while it increases, nourishes, helps, and sustains the natural life, in the same way, penetrating inside the soul by means of the human acts, it penetrates into the soul and performs a double office. And if it finds the little life of my will, then my same will that is formed in the created things kisses my will present in her, molds her, blows its breath into her, expands her capacity, and finding its little paradise, it rests and administers the aids and means which that created thing contains, so that nothing may be lacking in order to raise and maintain the life of my will in the creature. So, the heavens are always stretched out over her head in order to guard her, that nothing may enter into her which is not will of God. The sun gets closer, and displaying yet more love, it makes her feel its warmth. It fills her eyes with light. It invests her hands and feet, and making a way into her soul, it fills her with the love, the light, the fecundity of which it is filled by my will. And it leaves the deposit of its warmth, of its light, so that the creature may live only of love and of light, things which belong to my will. And this sun, following its course, forms the beautiful flowerings, the variety of colors, and all the rest, for love of one who possesses my will. It can be said that each time the sun invests the creature, my will visits the creature, to see whether she wants anything, to make sure that she lacks nothing in order to make its life grow in her. What have I not done, and would not do, in order to obtain my intent, forming the life of my fiat in the creature? Therefore the air, while it serves to give breath to the body, serves to give the breath of my will to the soul. The wind, while it serves to purify the air of our nature, serves to give the caresses, the kisses, the might of my will to the life that she possesses. Hence, there is not a created thing my will unleashing from within them, which does not run within the interior of the soul as help and defense, and to make her grow as I want. But this is not all. My will in the created things remains failed to form its life in them. But how many do not receive it? And it remains behind its veils, repressed, unable to give the goods it possesses. Now, there is the second way, more splendid, more lavishing with love. The love that burns us, our desire for the creature to possess our will as life, is so great that each act, thought, word, heartbeat, work, and step that she does is a divine emanation that we give her. Our divine being runs in each of her acts in order to give her from our own. We surround it, we vivify it, so as to make it be reborn in our will. We can say that we place ourselves at her disposal in order to form this life. But do you know the reason for so much interest on our part? Because we want our will to form the beautiful generation of the divine will in the will of the creature. Then will we have as many lives of ours that love us, that glorify us. How beautiful will creation be! Everything will be ours. Everywhere will we find our throne, our palpitating life. Now, there is the third way. The circumstances of life, the occasions, the order of our providence for each one, the mortifications, the sorrows. These are all means to make and develop in an admirable way this life of my will in them. Therefore, there is nothing in which it does not prepare its prime act of life to give it to creatures. Oh, if all paid attention, how happy they would feel, secure, under the reign of a will so holy that loves them so much as to reach the excess of wanting to form its life in the poor creature.